Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Joniak from PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. The Bears move back into round two, make a deal with the New England Patriots. And Breck Ackley will tell us all about the new acquisition, Anthony Miller out of Memphis. I came in here very excited.
Yeah.
I watched probably 6 or 7 highlight games of his, mm-hmm. and I just kept thinking about one guy kept popping in my head. Now tell me, if I'm crazy, you tell me, first guy I thought of because of his inside toughness and his ability and instincts to run with the football, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, not crazy.
Not crazy?
I mean,
good.
A guy that plays faster than probably his time speed, I think that's accurate, and that's a similar type of player than to Anthony.
Sounds like a real tough guy mentally, too. I don't think he loved the idea that he really wasn't recruited. He was a zero-star recruit, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He tells everybody about it. I'm sure he told you the same thing.
Absolutely. Chip on the shoulder is probably the best way to describe him. That's what fuels his play. That's why he's who he is, and that's what makes him such a great player. But there's no doubt the kid takes pride in the fact that he's a walk-on and he worked his way into the best player on their team 2 years in a row.
Just under 6 feet, does that restrict where he plays from? He does a lot of damage inside. Can he do more than that?
He can do more than that. Does damage inside, probably best inside, but the guy's got an understanding in the field to run routes. He can survive on the outside, there's no doubt. When you've got the hands he does and the ability to separate, I think you can play and move anywhere, which to me gives you the versatility to move other people around as well, and I think that's where his value is.
Perfect in an ideal situation for Matt Nagy's ideas and what they're going to do offensively?
Absolutely. When Coach Nagy was describing to us the type of receivers they want, the versatility, this is the guy that comes to mind, and this is the guy that makes us better.
How would you explain the system he played in? He obviously worked with Paxton Lynch, who is a pro quarterback, and Ferguson is a quarterback, Riley Ferguson, in this draft. Would it fit perfectly into what the Bears plan on doing? Is he have some things to learn? Because a lot of these kids, they don't know the whole route tree yet.
And that's the deal, the route tree. He was asked to run a lot, though, and that's the thing I liked about him is they moved him around, so he was exposed to routes from the outside, from the inside, an up-tempo spread system there. But they probably run a little more variety of the routes than some of the other ones you see, so that's what you like.
Ball in his hands, look out, correct?
Yeah,
is that one of the added features of this guy's yards after the catch?
Run after catch. He did return some punts for them. He's adept at that. He'll be able to do that if we need him. But he's a guy with the ball in his hand. He's going to get north and south, and he's not afraid to run through you as well as run around.
Now, let's talk about what type of guy he is in the locker room. I get the sense that he kind of owned it a little bit, a team leader. You're laughing, so tell me why.
You love it. Because of the story, you talk about guys that have been through adversity, been through something. I mean, this guy literally came to a tryout and ended up working his way into one of their best player the last 2 years. He's going to be highly competitive and, like we said, the chip on the shoulder, but he's a great kid. He comes from a good home in Memphis. He's a real personable, big smile type of kid. He's a receiver, you know, and he's got the makeup you want for that position.
And there's so many receivers to look at, and obviously there was a need scenario here, both in free agency and the draft. You supplemented it ideally for Mitchell Trubisky. When you're trying to sift through an enormous number of guys, and what resonates, what sticks beyond the tape when you sit the guy down and figure out who he is and what he's all about with Anthony Miller?
Mentality and makeup. A guy that wants the ball, and I think at that position that's key, and is not going to shy away from anything you ask. This guy asked to play on kickoff team, and he ran down on kickoffs for him this year, and he was a 1,500-yard receiver. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. I like that about him. The toughness aspect and the competitive mentality stands out.
Exclamation point on Anthony Miller, Bears' second-round pick, as Breck Ackley tells us the story about this kid from Memphis. And he is a kid from Memphis, a local kid from Memphis, Tennessee, now a Chicago Bear. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thank you, Breck. We'll talk to you next time.